not going to speak about the grip of Christian morality and how to this day it limits what we feel and say. Not going to talk about that. Not going to talk about that. This is Side Cuts. I'm your host, Danny Wong, recording live in Vancouver, British Columbia, on the West Coast, Best Coast. Today's topic, Chinese whorehouses and the first red light district. Reading this book right now, found it in the laundry room, Sex in History by Ray Tannehill. Also check out Food in History, also by Ray Tannehill. Gonna read you some excerpts, gonna paraphrase, gonna read word for word. Before I get there, next time when you're at a party, make mention to your inability to orgasm under fantasies that do not lend to female degradation. Then say, just kidding, that only happens at the whorehouse. Today's tidbit is brought to you by Ray Tannehill, author of Sex in History. Here's the excerpt. There appear to have been three ranks of brothel in Hangzhou, the Song capital that fell to Kublai Khan in 1276. At the bottom was the Waxi, a kind of cheap government establishment designed to meet the needs of common soldiers and sailors, and also to cater to the poorer classes. The girls here might be prisoners of war, sometimes the wives of condemned criminals, penalized, as in other societies, for their husbands' misdemeanors. Fancy that. In the middle rank whorehouses, were the winehouses, some controlled by the Board of Revenue and intended for government personnel only. There's others under private management, but all of them charming places with cheerful, handsome, well-dressed girls. There you can have excellent wine served in silver cups, a splendid selection of hot and cold snacks to tempt the customer, and an atmosphere that was full of music and laughter from evening until dawn. In some of them, the customer could expect the girls only to keep him company while he ate and drank. Others had secretly installed beds on an upper floor. These special wine houses had bamboo lamps of red silk suspended on their front doors. They're displayed both in dry and rainy weather, being protected by covers of plaited bamboo leaves. For it is these lamps, these red silk lamps, that such special wine houses can be recognized. The first red light district, in fact. There you have an excerpt from Sex in History by Ray Tannehill. So, degradation is really about what we did and what it led to that we now shouldn't speak about. Degradation is about what we did and what it led to that we now can't talk about. Degradation is about what we did and what it led to that we now don't talk about. Here's a fun fact about foot binding. There's actually a story of my great-grandmother. Apparently, she had her feet bound, and then, like, a few months later, the practice stopped. Thankfully for her. Here's another excerpt, again, from Sex in History by Ray Tannehill. In about AD 1000, tiny feet became both a criterion of beauty and a symbol of sexual desirability. Foot binding forced women into a kind of hobbling walk that apparently strengthened and tightened the vaginal muscles, making the women into excellent bedfellows. The upper-class Chinese woman's leggings became more erotic than the garter was to be in Victorian England, so that even an artist who drew the most explicit nudes still did not omit the leggings. Sex sells! But we're not talking about that. Not today. This is Side Cuts. Degradation. It's about what we did and what it led to that we now can't talk about.